Please be seated. As we move into our time of prayer this morning, I do have a few concerns that have been written in our book and lifted up among us this week. Our first concern is for Judy Wrights. Judy has been in Grandview Hospital since Monday. She is now on hospice and will be coming home in the days coming up. But we certainly surround Judy and her family and her loved ones in our prayers in these precious days. Also wanted to make you aware that this week we learned that Dottie Rittenhouse passed away this week. Dottie was a member here before moving several years ago to be closer to family. We certainly hold Dottie's loved ones in our prayers. And a service for family will be held at some point in May. So in the meantime, we certainly keep all of Dottie's loved ones in our prayers. Of course, we all come to this time of prayer with our own joys and concerns weighing on our hearts and minds, things we are worried about, things we carry, things that we would like to lift up to God in prayer. So I want to invite you to bring those to mind now as we do indeed lift them up together. Gracious and loving God, we hear about Jesus being called by the Spirit into the wilderness. We know that for 40 days, Jesus was faced with hunger, with doubt, with temptation, and fear. But we also know, O God, that it was you who was leading him. In the unknown of the wilderness, in the peak of temptation and darkness, you were there, leading and guiding and holding. So we come to you this morning, O God, in our own wilderness, asking that you lead us on a path lit by your love. God, in times when you are silent, grant us the patience and the courage to wait and to listen, trusting in your grace that makes a way where there is no way. Your grace that forges a way ahead when all we see are dead ends. God, this day we bring to you our grieving over what has been lost. We bring our fears about what the future might hold. We bring our desire to love and serve you and our regret for times we have gotten distracted and missed the signs of you all around us. Remind us, O God, that you are indeed present with us in the ways that we care for one another, in the ways we pray for one another, in the ways that we catch glimpses and share your love and grace. God, we ask that you be with all this day who need hope to hold on to. Whatever it is that we face, fear, grief, loneliness, despair, hunger, housing insecurity, injustice, persecution, be present with us. God, we pray especially this day for those lifted up among us, and we think of Judy this day as she enters into hospice care. We think of her family who surrounds her in these final days. God, we ask that you be with Dottie's family, and we give thanks for her time and spirit among us, and we ask that you be with those who love and miss her dearly. God, we take a moment now to lift up whatever it is we are carrying on our hearts, knowing that even when they are silent, you hear our prayers. Lord, hear our prayers. As we begin this journey into the season of Lent, remind us, O God, of your covenant with us, a covenant to transform, refine, renew, and never destroy. And God, remind us of our covenant with you, a covenant to be steadfast in love for one another and in faithfulness to you. We pray all of these things in the name of Christ. Amen. As we prepare for our offering this morning, I have to get my wording right because it's a little bit different, but in just a moment, our offering will begin to be collected, and then once the offering plates have come forward, we will, of course, lift up and dedicate our offering to God and to those who will use these gifts. So with that, let us receive this morning's offering.
O gracious God, the entire earth is yours, and the peoples of the earth are yours. God, we give you thanks this day for being partners with you in the ministry of grace, in the ministry of love, in the ministry of sharing and caring. May these gifts travel far and wide, knowing that your love goes with them. And we pray it in the name of our reigning and risen Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
I'm standing in front of some folks who are visiting with us today from the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Yes. We're so glad that you were able to be here today with us and to be here in support of your brothers and sisters in this ministry. I want to thank the Society and folks who were able to be with us to share your testimony. Your love certainly radiated through our lives this morning. So following the postlude, we usually meet downstairs for a snack and some coffee and to greet one another. And then the folks from the Society of St. Vincent de Paul have agreed to meet with as many of us as want to in the library. So you can learn a little bit more about their ministry, a little question and answer period, and just kind of this wonderful opportunity to get to know our neighbors. So we hope you join us, grab a snack, grab a coffee, meet us in the library. On this journey of Lent, go knowing this, that God's love and grace travels with you. Go in peace. Amen.